Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
A small plane crashes into a warehouse in Fullerton.
If the plane just nosedived into that building, it's very hard for me to imagine that, you know, anything, that anyone survived that.
It's January 2nd. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up, the New Year's Day terror attack raises the guard around here.
Louisiana's a wake-up call that we have to hope for the best, assume the worst.
And more raw pet food could have bird flu in it.
It was sold at several farmers markets, including in Corona and Laguna Niguel.
Plus, there's an egg shortage around here now. All that ahead, but first this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. As we record this today, we're covering a breaking news story. A small plane has crashed through the roof of a warehouse near Fullerton Airport in Orange County. Happened just after 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon. This warehouse is on Raymer Avenue, apparently a furniture manufacturing facility of some kind. These numbers are going to change likely by the time you hear this, but what we know now is that at least one person is dead. 17 others, at least, have been hurt. 11 of whom had to go to the hospital. Here is KCAL helicopter reporter Desmond Shaw flying above and describing what he sees.
It's not even really windy. Sky conditions are nice. The air is it's not the cleanest air, but the visibility is just fine. I mean, I could see up to Mount Baldy from here. No issues at all as far as weather or the visibility, anything like that. This was most likely a mechanical issue or something. You know, if something happened with the pilot, it could have been a medical emergency or pilot error. There are so many things that it could have been. It's obviously, you know, just going to be way too early to speculate on that. But, you know, usually when we see a plane crash into a building, there's some kind of attempt to land that plane. I mean, we've actually seen planes land and people survive on top of buildings like this before. Maybe, you know, maybe the plane is wrecked, but people are going to survive. This appears that the plane just entered directly perpendicular, just nosedived into this building is what it appears anyway. This is a pretty tricky place to land, and the runway is not very long. You have to come in and just be very, very perfect with the way that you approach that airstrip. I've known dozens of pilots over the years who have told me that there have been issues at this airport before, and we have covered several crashes here. In fact, there was one that may have been right out not far away from this building maybe 3 or 4 months ago, if I remember, that we covered. I believe those people survived that crash. That was, if memory serves, not nearly as catastrophic as what we're looking at now. Unfortunately, I mean, if the plane just nosedived into that building, it's very hard for me to imagine that, you know, anything that anyone survived that.
Yeah, the police are saying it looks like this plane had taken off from Fullerton Airport and was returning to land when it went down. And it was a homemade four-seater, the kind of plane that wouldn't be much larger than a car. We don't know how many people were on board. Again, this is a breaking news story that we wanted to get in here because it is the big story of the afternoon, but the information is changing rapidly. So for the latest, 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app, search for a KNX News. Other big story of the day is the follow-up to the two attacks on New Year's Day, the explosion of the Cybertruck in Las Vegas and the terror attack in New Orleans, truck attack. Mayor Bass says she's confident in the LAPD's ability and the sheriff's department to keep our area safe from acts of terror as we head into a lot of big events in the near future in Los Angeles.
Yesterday was a very tough day for all of us.
What did you think originally? I mean, when I first heard about the attack, and it just was so stunning.
I actually was immediately concerned about a terrorist attack. But was it a terrorist attack connected to a foreign state, or was it domestic? That I certainly didn't know, and I know that there more will be discovered as the investigation of that individual is carried out.
Craig also talked about it with L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barger.
Well, L.A. be safe. LAPD's told officers show up in uniform from the 6th. They're going to have the same thing on the 20th with the presidential inauguration.
Let me tell you, you know, I've said this. After 9/11, if you had told us that they were able to stop two planes from crashing into the World Trade Center, one that was headed for the Capitol, everyone would have said that could have never happened. After 9/11, everyone recognized that it can happen. We let our guard down. Louisiana's a wake-up call that we have to hope for the best, assume the worst. So LAPD being on high alert, LASD being ready is important. I want our constituents to know that they are safe. I went to the Rose Bowl yesterday, and I was very much aware of my surroundings. It doesn't mean I'm going to stop living my life, but it means that we need to be vigilant and recognize not everyone in this country carries the same love for the freedoms and democracy that we fight for each and every day.
Meanwhile, sheriff's deputies in L.A. County are working without the computers in their cars. The system crashed on New Year's Eve, and John Baird is looking into what happened.
What this means is, instead of relaying everything over the computer system, the dispatchers have to write things down and call deputies on the radio, who then must take down the information before responding to a call. Retired LAPD officer and former city councilman Dennis Zine, he says these computers are crucial.
And every second counts when you're going on an emergency call. Every second counts.
And, of course, the deputies won't have their computers available to run warrants, run their checks on people, run license plates, work that they normally do in the field. L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barger says she's going to look into it. She's going to look into the department's request for a new system.
We're already short-staffed, and while this is not insurmountable, calls are still being responded to. It does create more work for deputies that are already stretched thin.
She says what happened in New Orleans is a wake-up call, and that the department needs a state-of-the-art system.
We're really starting to see some real-world effects of bird flu now in California. There is an egg shortage across the state.
I haven't seen it this bad for bird flu in a while.
Seen a couple of pictures of grocery store shelves with no eggs on them. Karen Adams says it's really noticeable across the area.
No eggs to be found at a Sprouts in Eagle Rock. It was out. Shelves basically empty of eggs at another one in Redondo Beach and at a Target. Avon's in Glendale did have quite a few cartons, but they were just too much for Barry.
Every time I come here, they go up.
Bill Mattis with the California Poultry Federation says the egg industry in both California and Arizona has lost up to 7 million chickens because of bird flu.
We just don't have that much production right now because we have to euthanize our birds and then fill our barns again so we can start producing eggs again.
He says that's going to take some time, but he expects there will be a lot more eggs on shelves in February, although the price of them is going to take some time to come down.
Karen also has a warning about another brand of raw pet food. At this point, probably wise to avoid all raw pet food. But they found bird flu in a certain brand.
The L.A. County Health Department is warning against feeding your cat Monarch raw pet food. It was sold at several farmers markets, including in Corona and Laguna Niguel. Officials say a cat got sick with the virus after eating it, as did other cats in the same household. If your pet ate it, they say watch for symptoms, including a loss of appetite. And if they show up, contact a vet immediately. Four cats in another household recently died after eating recalled raw milk that had bird flu in it.
New year, new laws around here. Next. One new law that took effect on New Year's Day. You can now smoke a joint while eating in a cannabis cafe. States allowing drinking, smoking, eating in marijuana retail establishments, not in separate businesses attached to them, as some of the dispensaries have done. Art Sanders says it's one of several new state laws that came with 2025.
Cannabis retailers can also make the food they sell. Actors are getting some protection. First, from AI, contracts are now required to replicate likenesses. And second, voices of dead actors can no longer be used without the consent of their estate. Deep fakes with sexually explicit imagery are now banned. State chartered banks and credit unions are now barred from charging overdraft fees. The minimum wage is going up from $16 to $16.50 an hour.
And a first in the country law now bans school districts from requiring the staff or the teachers to tell parents if a student starts using a new pronoun or starts identifying as a different gender. And that's the LA Local for the second day of 2025. Happy New Year. We're back tomorrow. In the meantime, stay connected. 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.